You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And indeed, that is what we're wishing each and every one of you. A very good morning, a very good Tuesday morning. Hope you're all feeling well today. It is Christmas, isn't it? It is Tuesday, December the 19th, and I'm Jerry D, here with The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM, smoothest place in your radio dial. We're just after the hour of 7 o'clock. We'll be entertaining you right through, hopefully, until 10 o'clock this morning. Now, let me see, have we got a birthday for today? We do indeed. We're going to go back to the year 1901 when a gentleman called Rudolf Hell was born in 1901. He was a German inventor. He invented an apparatus called the Hellschreiber, an early forerunner to impact dot matrix printers and faxes, believe it or not. And Hellschreiber is still in use today, apparently, by amateur radio operators, what we know as ham radio operators. If you've got a Hellschreiber, let us know. Tell us all about it.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
She's got a great voice, doesn't she? Joanne Shaw Taylor. Song's called, well, you probably guessed by now, Reckless Heart. She is an English lady, singer and guitarist, and discovered, by the way, by Dave Stewart of the Eurythmics at the age of 16. And she's had albums out via Rough Records, R-U-F, Rough Records. White Sugar, 2009, Diamonds in the Dirt, 2010. That peaked at number 8 in the US on the Billboard, the top blues album chart. The number 1 album, the blues album, 2021, was released via Joe Bonamassa's Keeping the Blues Alive Records. Interesting, she also, was it 2012? Yeah, June the 4th. Taylor played lead guitar in Anne Lennox's band at the Diamond Jubilee concert in London. And she played an extended solo during the performance in front of Buckingham Palace, which were attended by 12,000 people, but that's not counting the many thousands that line the Mall. Just before her solo spot, her fuzz face pedal malfunctioned, leaving a much cleaner guitar sound than usual. However, this apparent misfortune was, well, brushed over, really, when she was informed that Stevie Wonder had loved her clean, bluesy, underrated tone. Let's play more of her stuff. I love her voice.
Hey! The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
It's got a rather fruity sound to it, hasn't it? It's I Want to Be With You. It's by the Raspberries. And it was released in November of 1972, written by the band leader, Eric Carmen, and also provided the lead vocals. It was their first single release from their second album, which was called Fresh. Became their second greatest US hit as well. How about that? Before that, it was Clean Bandits and Baby, featuring Marina and Luis Fonsi. Time on the Breakfast Show. Time to do this. Yes, it is, 15 and a half minutes exactly. That's after the hour of 7 o'clock in this morning's Breakfast Show. And just about having a shower. One thing I must remember to do is, get my car off to the car wash.
Sometimes if you're at the car wash, oh, 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 oh.
There we go, yes, in the shower. Got your car in there this morning. Rose Royce and, of course, the song Car Wash. Now, let me see. Let's get you out. Come on. There we go. And, well, take it easy wherever it is you're going today. I don't know, the traffic is quite something, isn't it? I tell you what, we all had a little bit of a get-together last night, our breakfast show team. We went to Beer Argentina to... Pedro Mandinga's Bar and Cafe there. And had a great evening. So the crew, myself, Yasmin, my wife, Christina, the good lady. And also we had, of course, Andreas. And we had Alex. And, say, Ingrid and the cook was there. And we all had a good time. And not forgetting Giovanna and her husband, Ralph. And they were here with their wives and husbands. I was allowed to go. The wife let me. So I did say yesterday that it was very unlikely that I would be in much of a condition, well, certainly wasn't last night when I got home, which was quite late, to do any news. So we have a newsless program today. I thought it would make a nice little change, actually. I took a look at some of the headlines this morning. There's nothing absolutely really, really important. Usual sort of shenanigans going on in National Assembly, etc. So nothing there. So yeah, it's music, great music, going right through till 10 this morning. Be throwing in some Christmas music as well. They're doing that. And don't forget, tomorrow, if you like me, till last week I'd never realised, tomorrow is a free day. Got a day off tomorrow. I don't know what's going to be open or closed, though, during the course of tomorrow. I have to find that out for you. Right, let me see. Let's get back to the music. Let's get back to this one. System Addict. 5 Star.
Never would believe it. This can't be happening.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Into Christmas. I'll tell you what, it's good, isn't it? Was it 1973 single? Yeah, 1973 when that was released. And it was written, of course, by Elton John together with Bernie Taupin. Released a standalone single, November of 1973. And on the other side, the song, if you remember it, Ho Ho Ho, Who Would Be a Turkey at Christmas? And that was on the B-side. Upon its original 1973 release, had a good sense of humour in those days, really, didn't we? The song peaked at number 24 in the UK singles chart. It reached a new peak of number 8 on the same chart in 2019. In the United States, the single reached number 56 on the Cashbox 100 singles chart, number 1 on the Billboard Christmas singles chart. They've got a chart for everything, haven't they? You know, and it got to number 1 on the Sitting on the Toilet and I Listen to Music chart. But I tell you what, it must be, it's paytime, isn't it? It's like sort of Christmas bonus for Elton John and Bernie Taupin. You know, it's played every year. It's become a Christmas standard, isn't it? You write a Christmas standard. That's it. You're made for life. And your relatives are as well after that. Anyway, time on the Breakfast Show, 8:30 the hour of 8:00. What do we normally do at this time? Well, we normally take a little break and we take a look at some of the international news headlines. I'm not going to bother. Firstly, we are in the Christmas week. And secondly, a bit of a respite. And I, to be honest with you, I didn't have time to do anything. But I'm here just about. Right, we're going to be going right through this morning with the music. Here's a reggae Christmas, Bob Marley. Wishing us a Merry Christmas, Bob Marley. A reggae Christmas. Time on the breakfast show, 26 minutes exactly before the hour of 8 o'clock. Let's say a couple of quick good mornings. Good morning to Mary Lou with us bright and early this morning. Also to Christopher. Good morning to you, Christopher. He says, hi, Jerry D, Yasmin, and your listeners. Could we please hear a kind of magic by Queen? Of course you can.
It's a kind of magic. It's a kind of magic. A kind of magic. One dream, one soul, one prize, one goal, one golden glance of what should be. It's a kind of magic. One shot.
Kind of magic from Queen, and that's going out to Christopher Boatman this morning. Always good to hear from you, Christopher. And don't forget on what we're going to do on Friday. Tomorrow, as I mentioned, is a free day tomorrow, so we won't be on the air. We'll come back on Thursday. We're going to give you a bit of news on Thursday, and that's going to be it, because Friday we've got our straight-through program 3 hours of Christmas music, getting off on the right. We normally do it, of course, don't we, on Christmas Eve, but we're not working Christmas Eve. And then that's it. I won't be back until the 2nd of January because we're going to take our annual little break this time of the year, which is all rather nice. Take a deep breath. Start again in the new year. On Friday, when we do our Christmas program, if you want to send Christmas greetings to somebody, say hi to somebody or whatever, what you've got to do is you can WhatsApp us on 677-188-22, 677-188-22, or you can give Yasmin a call. You can do that on 223-5162 while we are on air, because we can't divert that number since they made it digital for some reason. But anyway, if you call that number, 223-5162, well, we can all get in touch with us, and we're happy to play a request for you. There are plenty of ways that you can keep up with us here on The Breakfast Show. Want to join in? You can WhatsApp us on 677-188-22. Yes, 677-188-22. It pops up right here on our screens in the studio. You can call us on 223-5162, where Yasmin is waiting to talk to you, English or Espanolish.
223-5162.
And if you're outside of Panama, just add that plus 507 in front of those numbers. TheBreakfastShow.com.pa and, of course, on social media. There we go. First of those two was Extreme and Wholehearted. And this, of course, Fleetwood Mac and Go Your Own Way. And it was off of, well, I reckon, one of their best albums. It was their 11th studio album, called Rumours, released in 1977. And that song was released as the album's first single in December of 1976 on both sides of the Atlantic. Written and sung by Lindsay Buckingham, became the band's first top 10 hit in the United States. Go Your Own Way has been well received by music critics over the years and was ranked at number 120 by Rolling Stone magazine on their list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. That was in 2010, and re-ranked at number 401 at that was in 2021. And they also ranked the song second on their list of the 50 greatest Fleetwood Mac songs. And the song, by the way, it was never done live. It wasn't all sort of done at the same time. The track was developed over a period of 4 months, and as with most of the tracks on Rumours, in actual fact, none of the instruments were recorded live together. The tracks were instead completely through a series of overdubs. And lyrically, the song "Go Your Own Way" it's about Lindsay Buckingham's breakup with bandmate Stevie Nicks. 11 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. There's a man who comes from Canada, and in actual fact from Montreal in Quebec, Michael Armand Guy Pagliaro, just known as Michel, not Michael, Michel Pagliaro, and that was called and that was What the Hell, which is probably just about right. I've just found out we've not been on air for about 10 minutes. Nobody tells us anything. Anyway, what piece of music starts with Get Me a Ticket for an Aeroplane and Got Time for a Fast Train? This one.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. I don't care how much money I gotta spend. Got to get back to my baby. Lonely days are gone, I'm a going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more? Anyway, yeah, give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more? Anyway, yeah, give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. My baby.
And there we go. Yes, that was the Box Tops and the letter. And time on the breakfast show, if you are keeping an eye on the time, we're making our way to 5 minutes, about 20 seconds away, 5 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. And remember, you probably don't need to do the whole thing, heavens for that. No news. No news today. Tomorrow's the day off. Thanks and all on Thursday. No news on Friday. Harrison, Moye, and Weak in the Presence of Beauty. A minute and a half away from the top of the hour, so we'll take a quick little commercial break, a very quick one, and then we'll be right back.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Paso a paso se construyen los cimientos de la Línea 3, una obra que cambiará la manera de transportarse de más de 500.000 residentes de Panamá Oeste. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
That's as far as you're going to get with the news today. That was Edwin Starr and Headline News. 2 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, if you are keeping an eye on the time.
Fifth floor, dormer apartment above the warehouse. See his city glamour, checks on the rent. Neon lights shining off of the bodega. It's been weeks since I got up out of bed. I pushed her father for nothing but the silence. Sometimes it's nice to just be alone. Up and down, ship the rock around the diamond. Sometimes it skins me down to the bone. Wake the dead and summer, the bodies
They come from my favorite city in the United States, from Boston in Massachusetts. They call themselves The Night Game. And that was Once in a Lifetime. Formed back in 2017, and they were founded by the American musician Martin Johnson. And let me see, what else can I tell you about them? The Outfield, that was, they released their debut single, which was called The Outfield. That was in April of 2017. And followed by the release of their self-titled debut studio album, The Night Game, in September of 2018. In March 2021, their second studio album called Dog Ears was released as well. But I like that track, Once in a Lifetime. We're just coming down to 6.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. It's Yardé, and after this one, back to a bit of Christmas music.
Sure.
And Smooth Operator. And as I promised, I said after that we would get back to some Christmas music.
Come along, follow me. Let me take you to Christmas land. It's a place very near where you'll find your own wonderland. Waiting there for you, you will see all the friends. Santa Claus will be there. There'll be toys and some mistletoe. All the things that you loved as a child many years ago. Come and take my hand. We'll find happiness. Let's go to Christmas land. Come and take my hand.
scattered candy canes on the tree. Santa's on his way, fill his sleigh with things, things for you and for me.
With Tony Bennett and Christmas Land, and that's the unmistakable sound of the Carpenters and Christmas Waltz.
Thank you.
another one that's come a classic, isn't it? Yes, the Coca-Cola Christmas song. And that was Melanie Thompson, if I remember rightly. Right, we're nearly 20 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast
show. Good morning, Panama.
Morning.
Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Wow, what a blast. Thank you so much, The Breakfast Show. What a hoot of a time that we had last night. We went out to the Mandinga Rum Bar. Ooh, yummy, 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 out on Via Argentina. And we took along our little Chelsea, and the cook and I went there. And we had a wonderful evening with Jerry D, Yaz, Christina. We had Andreas there, we had Dr. Computer, and a new gal I just met, and her husband. Wow, it was just spectacular. And Chelsea fell in love with everybody. She was so well behaved. And I was trying to decide who is behaving better, my baby dog or Andreas's baby girl. But, oh, is she a cutie pie? Oh, she is so well behaved. You can tell mommy and daddy have been taking good care of that kid, making sure she don't misbehave in public. Christina, you have to do the same with Jerry. Make sure he doesn't misbehave in public. What a wonderful evening. I want to thank you, thank you, thank you. What a great time we had last night. After we left our little soiree, the cook and I went with Chelsea for a walk in the park over there. Wow, I had not seen the Christmas lights, especially in that park, I don't know if ever. And it was just stunning. I was taking pictures left and right. Chelsea wanted to sit in the sleigh. And we walked and walked and walked and just enjoyed a marvelous evening, I must say. It's one of the nicest evenings I've spent in Panama City in a long time, just being out and about and walking around. The temperature was wonderful. The people were polite. Chelsea was like, hi, and this is so interesting. Look at all this stuff. Yeah, she's really a good girl, and we really enjoyed having the opportunity to share some of that with her. She didn't understand the Christmas tree lights, but that's okay. We still enjoyed them. Well, packing up the car, loading up the truck, and I moved to Beverly Hills, that is. Oh, Florida Hills, yep. Headed off to the aeropuerto, very few minutes. I'm going to catch my flight. Luckily, it's only a three-hour flight, and my sister will be hopefully on the other end to pick me up. I hope you all have a wonderful day. Tomorrow I'll be reporting from the Estados Unidos. Okay. Actually, tomorrow I won't be reporting because tomorrow's a holiday. So I'll talk to you hopefully on Thursday, God willing. Until next time, back to you in the studio.
The world so clearly. I used to think, can anybody out there hear me?
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
But bad things about him. Mama, I'm depressed. mama just hung her head and said, son, Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
And when he died,
all he left us was alone. Oh, Papa was a rolling stone, my son, yeah. Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
And when he died,
all he left us was alone. Well, to say that Papa never was a day in his life.
And Mama, bad talk going around town saying that Papa had 3 outside children and another wife. And that ain't right.
Heard some talk about Papa doing some storefront preaching, talking about saving souls and all the time leeching. Dealing in debt and stealing in the name of the Lord. Mama just wanted to hear him say,
the extended version of the Temptations at Papa was a Rolling Stone. And if you are keeping an eye on the time, let me tell you, it's just 10 seconds away from 27 minutes before 9 o'clock.
Even tomorrow is what you had planned. No.
to go, UB40, and Where Did I Go Wrong? Sounds like the kind of thing my mother would say to me, really. Oh, dear, where did I go wrong? Well, that's why I have no brothers and sisters, you know. It was one of two things. Yeah, I said, I'm not going to have another one of those. Or she probably said, well, I've already created perfection. Nothing else needed. I tell you what, talking of being born, Leonid Brezhnev, Leonid Brezhnev, was born on this day. The year was 1906. He was the General Secretary of the Central Committee, the CC, of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union, presiding over the country. That was from 1964 until his death in 1982. His 18-year term as General Secretary is one of the lengthiest, second only to that of Joseph Stalin. And then during Brezhnev's rule, the global influence of the Soviet Union grew dramatically, in part because of the expansion of the Soviet military during this time. Now, probably a lot of you won't remember this name. He was an actor, an English actor. Well, say English, you wouldn't like me to say that. He was a Scottish actor. His name was Gordon Jackson. He was born on this day back in 1923. And an actor best remembered for his roles as the butler, Agnes Butler, in Upstairs, Downstairs, and George Crowley as the head of the CI5 in The Professionals. And, yeah, two good series, those. If you have a few Upstairs, Downstairs, it was like a sort of a version of Downton Abbey, that kind of program. Did very, very well as well. Right, I tell you what, let's have another Christmas song, shall we? How about this one? You ready? You sing along to this one. They call themselves City High and Oh Come All Ye Faithful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A little bit of Christmas rapping in there as well, wasn't there? Here's the Dave Matthews Band.
She was his girl. He was her boyfriend. She'd be his wife, make him her husband. A surprise on the way, any day, any day. One healthy little giggling, dribbling baby boy. Wise men came, remade their way to shower him with love while he lay there. Shower him with love, 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 so around. Not very much of his childhood was known. Kept his mother Mary worried, always out on his own. He met another Mary who fought a reasonable fee. Less than reputable was known to be his heartless. Love, 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 love. Was nailed to his tree, said, oh, daddy, oh, can see how it all soon will be. I came to set a little light on this darkened sea. Instead, I fear I've spilled blood of your children all around. The blood of your children all around. The blood of your children is all around. So I'm told, so the story goes, the people he knew were less than gold and hearted. Gamblers and robbers, drinkers and jokers, all soul searchers. Insisted he's so with me. For his deviations taken into custody by the authorities, less informed than he. Drinkers and jokers, all soul searching, searching for love, love. Preparations were made for the celebration day. He said, eat this bread that beggars need. Drink this wine and know it will be the blood of our children all around. The blood of our children all around. The blood of our children all around. Father up above, why in all this anger do you fill us up with love, 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 love. Father up above, why in all this hatred do you fill me up with love, fill me love, love, yeah. Love, love, yeah. Love, love, the blood of our children all around.
with all the tracks you remember. It's Jerry D and The Breakfast Show.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies. And all the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. Yet I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. Yet all the night's magic seem to whisper and hush. Yet all the soft moonlight seems to shine in your blush. My love, can I just make some more romance with you, my love? Well, I wanna make love to you tonight. I can't wait till the morning has come. Yet I know now the time is just right, and straight into my arms you will run. When you come, my heart will be waiting to make sure that you're never alone. There and then all my dreams will come true, dear. There and then I will make you my own. And every time I touch you, you just tremble inside. Then I know how much you want me that you can't hide. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love?
Song that is, yes, Moondance, and recorded by Northern Irish singer and songwriter Van Morrison, and it's his title song, and it was on his third studio album, which was called, yes, believe it or not, Moondance, in 1970. Wow, wasn't that ahead of his time? Written by Van Morrison and produced by him and Louis Meerstein. Morrison did not release the song as a single. That was until September of 1977. And that was 7.5 years after the album was released. It debuted 2 months later, but it reached number 92 on the US Billboard Hot 100 and number 91 on the US Cashbox Top 100. The single's B-side, Cold Winter in August, had been released in the same year on his latest album, which was A Period of Transition. Moondance is the song that Van Morrison plays most frequently in concert. Then he got to 92. Absolutely incredible, isn't it? Because that is a really standard song. Now, let's run. With One Republic. Time-wise, 8 minutes before 9.
I was a young boy living in the city. All I did was run, 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 run. Staring at the lights, they look so pretty. Mama said, son, 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 son. You're gonna grow up, you're gonna get old. All that glitter don't turn to gold. But until then, just have your fun. Boy, run, 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 run.
Run, run, run. Run, run, run.
Christmas Day, and singing that, a band called Civil Wars. And that's bringing us to about 3 minutes away from the top of the hour. If you missed the news today, don't forget you're going to miss it again at 9 o'clock this morning. Sorry about that. But we did go out last night and have rather a good night, and I did mention yesterday that there would be no news today because it is, you know, quite a bit of editing we have to do for that. And we just weren't going to have time. I can assure you, when I got home last night, there was no way I was going to be able to do it. Probably wouldn't have noticed any difference.
May every day be Christmas, and every day be blessed. Let the end of every day be filled with happiness. And may the Lord be good to you with every rising sun. All through the day, have a smile for everyone. At nighttime comes a longing to be with ones you love, to sit around fireside and dream of stars above. So may God bless you and keep you, come what may. Then every day will be a happy day.
Christmas Day. And that comes from Irma Thomas together with the Preservation Hall Jazz Band. It's exactly 9 o'clock here on 89.3 Cool FM. Quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Pronto llegará a Villa Zahita, beneficiando a más de 300.000 residentes del área norte de la ciudad. Contará con una estación terminal con capacidad de 10.000 pasajeros por hora. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
No matter how long it has been, I can't get up.
been away too long, baby. This has to come undone, yeah. Even if it's the last flight, huh, I've gotta live tonight. I've got no other choice. I need to hear her voice once again.
Casablanca, the artist TJ Casis, Anthony Ikina Oyodo, best known just as Low Deep T. He's a house and garage songwriter and producer based in London. Best known for the UK garage songs Do It Again and You Bring Me Joy. Both feature singer Kai Blue on there. The other one, Don't Stop Me, Not Tonight, and the number one UK dance hit Dedicated to Love, featuring the singer Marisa, as well as the 2012 song, the one we just played, Casablanca. We're 5 minutes after 9 o'clock. You're getting into the Christmas spirit. I mean, when is it that you sort of feel sort of all Christmassy? I must admit, not having been out a little while after having my little op, getting out over the weekend with Christina, we were out shopping, I was in the shops, having a cup of coffee. I thought, yes, this now is starting to feel like a Christmas. I suppose different things for different people might how you realise or how you feel it's Christmas. How about you?
I feel it in my toes. Love is all around me, and so the feeling grows. It's written on the wind, it's everywhere I go. Come on and let it show. Give mine to you.
need someone beside me in everything I do.
There we go. Yes, how can you tell it's Christmas? Because love is all around. That's what it's called, Love is All Around. Do you know who originally recorded that? It was the English band The Troggs, and they released that as a single in October 1967. Top 10 hit in both the UK and the US for The Troggs. Been covered by numerous artists, including R.E.M., with whom The Troggs subsequently recorded their 1992 comeback album called Athens and Over. R.E.M.'s covered was the B-side on their 1991 radio song single, and they also played it during their first appearance at MTV's Unplugged series. Now, that same year, Wet's cover for the soundtrack to the 1994 film Four Weddings and a Funeral was an international hit. It spent 15 consecutive weeks at number one on the UK singles chart. Now that is quite something.
Our newborn king to see. ba-ba-bum-bum. Me and my drum.
There we go. That was a great track. That is from Mr. Neil Diamond, a little drummer boy. And I tell you, I want to say good morning, Yasmin.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday.
It is. Happy Tuesday. How are you? How are you today?
Oh, very good.
Yeah, you were well behaved last night, didn't you?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
As Chelsea and as Andres's girl.
Yeah, well, they could.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Also. Chelsea's really cute.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Very well
behaved. And quiet.
And quiet. Yes.
Also, Andres' daughter is quiet.
Yeah, she was asleep.
So that was perfect.
Yes, everything went well.
Yeah.
No, it was very enjoyable. Mm-hmm. And they did well for us there at Mandinga Rumba and Cafe
mm-hmm.
in Vera, Argentina. Don't forget to pop in.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, we'll see. I had a little bit too much to drink.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because you left by then. When I got up to, because I started off with a rum punch,
mm-hmm.
And then I went on to the mojitos, which were very easy to drink.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I kept drinking them. When it was time to get up and go, I was all wobbly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Luckily, I had the good lady there. The designated driver was Christina.
Exactly.
So, yes, she got me home.
Oh.
Went to bed. Oh, no, good fun. Great to be with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So, now you've got a busy, because, I mean, I know tomorrow's a holiday, but you've got Ian's graduating tomorrow, right?
Exactly.
Hey,
he's practicing today.
Practicing, what, throwing his hat in the air?
How to walk, how to stand up.
Oh, yes. I wouldn't have been able to do that last night.
Yeah.
No graduation for me.
Yeah.
It would be terrible, really, if you sort of did all that studying in school and then found out that you couldn't pass the practice for the graduation. Oh, that's great. That's mm-hmm. great. And then, I mean, is he sort of, well, I mean, I think we mentioned it the other day, he's going to miss his school buddies.
Mm-hmm.
But he'll be free, won't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yes.
Well, so starts his new life.
Yes.
And you're sending him away?
Oh, yes.
Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're going to, when's he going?
To Maryland.
Yeah, when?
On January 4th.
On the 4th of January. What mm-hmm. day of the week is that?
What day? I'm not sure. I guess it's a Wednesday.
Okay. It's after the 3rd, is it?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be in a miserable mood, aren't you?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so? Will you be happy?
Hopefully.
Yes. Well, we'll soon find out, won't we?
Yes.
I think it's wonderful for him. I mean, I still can't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
I really can't believe it that he's graduating.
Yeah.
Wow. As I said, I keep saying this, if I'm not careful, I'm going to get old. Yeah. Don't want that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I'll still be 12, though, mentally.
Oh, yes.
Yes. So what's planned for today?
Well, today I have to pick him up when he finishes.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And get some other stuff for tomorrow.
Oh, right.
Uh-huh. Some stuff to get ready.
Are you having a graduation party?
No.
No?
No, no,
no.
No? No, just that event, because they're going to have their own party.
Oh, right.
On Friday.
Okay, that'll be cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to have your own party on Thursday.
Oh, not really, but...
No, I'm going to go along to his graduation party and call out my birthday.
something like that.
Something like that, yeah. Mm. Oh, brilliant. Are you sort of in the Christmas mood? Are you one of these people that enjoys Christmas?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I don't like New Year, though.
No.
I don't mind it because we go to diners and we play music on the roof and drink a lot again.
Mm-hmm.
So that's always fun. But I don't know. I've always had this thing about New Year. Christmas I've always enjoyed because mm-hmm. you get together with family and it's just a jolly time. But New Year, it's like, you know, you've survived a year. You've got through another year. Oh, yeah. Then you start thinking, oh, got to start all over again.
That's true. true.
Yeah, so yeah, I've never been that much of a New Year person, but definitely Christmas. Christmas is always good. Used to love our family Christmases. Mm-hmm. When I was a little kid, my grandma used to play the piano.
Oh, yeah?
And we had a piano at home, and she'd an upright piano, and she'd be there belting out the songs with her music with a gin and tonic on the top of the piano.
Oh, wow.
And the more gin and tonics, the quicker the music went. Oh, yeah, that was going to be. And our next-door neighbour, Bert Trundle, I remember him very well. I remember his name, Bert Trundle. He said he was one of these people that didn't read music. Uh-huh. You just used to say, "Hey, Bert, do you know this song?" He says, "Well, how's it go?" And he'd play it.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, so there's a special word for it. I'm trying to think what it is. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, no, I mean, that was brilliant. And then, you know, my mother's friend, Lydia, used to come with her boyfriend, normally a different one every year.
No.
yeah, we've been in the... Because in those days, you see, you had the dining room, which was if you like, the family room. That's where we always used to sort of eat and sit.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had the front room, which was the posh room. Mm-hmm. That was when you had visitors and that. And you only used it when you had visitors and things like that. Mm-hmm. And Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I tell you what, I was thinking about the other day. Because in those days, yes, we used to put real candles on the Christmas tree.
Oh, yeah, you told me that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like I look back at when I used to... go water skiing on the lake, and we used to go out to one of the islands. We all used to swim in the lake there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, what about the crocodiles? Because I must have, in those days, the Americans used to colour the crocodiles, so there weren't so many. But you know, you think a crocodile could have come and grabbed any of us.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not so sure which was the more scary, was the fact that you could be attacked by a crocodile. Mm-hmm. Or my mother sitting on the little island with a 9mm pistol. I think the crocodiles were a bit of an improvement.
Yeah.
So we used to do that. So we used to go there. But, how many times? Good times. Anyway,
yeah.
We completely digress.
That's nice.
Who we got born on this day in music?
Okay, the first one is Edith Piaf.
Oh, yes, mm-hmm. Yeah.
She was born in 1915. French cabaret singer, songwriter and actress, and one of France's greatest international stars.
Mm.
Her well-known songs include La Vie en Rose, 1946,
mm-hmm.
Non Je ne Regrette Rien, 1960, mm-hmm. and Hymne à l'Amour, 1949.
Yeah, that's the year I was born. No, I'm not saying that.
I love her voice.
Oh, she's got a fantastic voice.
Uh-huh.
And La Vie en Rose...
Mm-hmm.
was the song that Christina and I danced to at our wedding.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to play that one.
Sure.
Christina, if you're listening, pay attention. All right. I get brownie points for this one.
Des yeux qui font baisser les miens. Un rire qui se perd sur sa bouche, voilà le portrait sans retouche de l'homme auquel j'appartiens. Quand il me prend dans ses bras, qu'il me parle tout bas, je vois la vie en rose. Il me dit des mots d'amour, des mots de tous les jours. Comme quelque chose, il est entré dans mon cœur une part de bonheur dont je connais la cause. C'est lui pour moi, moi pour lui dans la vie. Il me l'a dit, l'a juré pour la vie. Des nuits d'amour à plus finir, un grand bonheur qui prend sa place, des ennuis, des chagrins s'effacent, heureux, heureux, en mourir.
all of your words. Il me dit des mots d'amour, des mots de tous les jours, et ça me fait quelque chose. Il est entré dans mon cœur une part de bonheur dont je connais la cause.
There we go. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What a voice, eh?
Oh, yes.
You know, but she's another one of those things. She had quite a sad life.
Mm-hmm.
And if I remember rightly, she was known as the Singing Sparrow, if I remember rightly. But she had, it's a little bit like, you know, some of these artists, like Edith Piaf, who is absolutely, you know, iconic.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got the likes of Billie Holiday.
Mm-hmm.
She was the same. She had a very sad life, but she's an iconic one. And another one in more sort of, I guess, recent times is Amy Winehouse.
Oh, yes.
You know, she was the same. I mean, if you could imagine, if she was still alive, what amazing music she would have made right now. And I was watching on BBC TV. It's an interesting one. There's a lady on there. She does a lot of the new stuff, but she also is a great lover of opera.
Mm-hmm.
And she's doing a series called, you know, Take Me to the Opera. And she did, we watched one on Sunday, and it was all about Maria Callas.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know her?
No.
No.
Okay.
She's probably one of the best known opera singers. And she was really thin. I mean, you always sort of think of opera singers as being rather large.
Mm-hmm.
But she was very thin. And she was Greek-American.
Oh.
And she's the one who sort of brought up the Greek opera, and she was world renowned. She was everywhere she'd go, and she was quite a fashion icon as well. But she had a sad life. She had a relationship with Onassis.
Oh, okay.
You know,
mm-hmm.
who went off and married.
Mm-hmm.
Jackie Kennedy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that broke the heart of Maria Callas.
Oh,
it broke her heart.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Mm.
Interesting. No, it's a really good series. If it was listening, you've got BBC
mm-hmm.
on your TV,
mm-hmm.
BBC World Service, do go and check it out. Look up for, use the sort of guide and look for Take Me to the Opera.
Okay.
And, yeah, very, very interesting story.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. so, who else we got born on this day?
Okay, the next one is Maurice White.
Mm-hmm.
He was born in 1941, American singer, songwriter, musician, record producer, arranger, and band leader with Earth, Wind, and Fire, who had the 1975 U.S. number one single, Shining Star, and the 1981 U.K. number three single, Let's Groove. The band has received 20 Grammy nominations and were the first African-American act to sell out Madison Square Garden.
Oh, didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
This way, here we go, Shining Star.
Thank you.
That is Earth, Wind and Fire. Shining star. I have a shining star. I wake up in the mornings, in the night when I wake up, there's a big star just out there in the sky.
Yes.
I see it every year. It's comforting to know it's still there. It's probably been there for millions and billions of years.
Exactly.
But, you know, but lovely that. And I tell you, the skies have been amazingly clear. And but the thing is, when I left yesterday to go to our little event, poured a rain.
Oh, yes.
Did. Which was just as I'm getting in my car, not my car, my Uber car, to go. Pouring with rain. Luckily, I had my computer to keep me dry. But it wasn't, it wasn't just my computer, it was in a
In a bag.
Yes. There we go. So that's it. Typical, isn't it? The tell you the Uber driver says, "It's raining in December." I said, "Yeah, in October, November, it didn't." So what time are you going to pick Ian up?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay. Well, that's useful.
Yeah, I have to wait until he calls me, or something.
Oh, well, look, you have a wonderful day.
Oh, thank you very
much. And enjoy tomorrow, and give congratulations to Ian.
Okay, I will.
What's he going to go and do in Maryland? He's going to
study English.
There we go. You see, you could have saved a lot of money. You could have left him here with me.
Nah, but he's going to be playing Bollywood too.
Oh, wonderful, yes. Yes.
Yeah, I can't try to do different things.
Yeah, I can't do that. No, that's wonderful. All right, yes, well, have a wonderful day tomorrow.
Thank you.
We'll be back as usual on Thursday. We will have the news on Thursday. But please remember, on Friday, it's going to be all Christmas music. It's going to sit here and play Christmas music.
Great.
Yeah, that's it.
Yes.
Get ready for Christmas. Then we got a nice little break in actual fact before Christmas, because Christmas is on Monday, Christmas Day.
Oh, yes.
And everything will be closed on Sunday because it's Christmas Eve and it's a Sunday. Have you thought of that?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. And also, of course, we've got tomorrow off, which means that my package, which is in Miami, I've got to keep my fingers crossed that it gets here by, I guess they're open on Saturday morning. But otherwise, it's going to screw up a lot of people's Christmas gifts, including mine.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Mm. Anyway, not to worry. All right, yes. Well, have a wonderful time, and we will be back with everybody on Thursday.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much.
All right. And I got a request from Cedric. Cedric.
Good morning, Cedric.
Good morning, Cedric. Good morning, Jerry. Got time for Hey Jude. You know the song Hey Jude?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, yes. Not by the Beatles, believe it or not.
Oh.
He wants us to play it by Dame Shirley Bassey.
Oh, okay.
Even I surprised myself I had this one.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid. You were made to go out and get her. Remember to let her under your skin. Then you'll begin to make it better. And anytime you feel the pain, hey Jude, refrain. Don't carry the world upon your shoulder. And don't you know that it's a fool who plays makes it cool by making the world a little colder. Na 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 na. Hey Jude, don't let me down. You were made to go out and get her. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. So let it out and let it in. Hey Jude, begin. You're waiting for someone to perform with. And don't you know that it's just you? Hey Jude, you do the movement you need is on your shoulder. Na 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 na. Hey Jude, don't let me down. You were made to go out and get her. Remember to let her under your skin. Then you'll begin to make it better, 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 better.
Belt it out, can't she? Dame Shirley Bassey and Hey Jude. Yeah, great girl. Take it easy. God bless, she's still going strong. One of the artists I would always go to when I was living in London, when Shirley Bassey did a concert, I was there like a rocket. She was a great performer. She had great charisma. And I also used to go and see Johnny Mathis. But in comparison, I mean, Johnny Mathis was a great singer. I used to love his song. But he just didn't have that sort of rapport, there we go, that's the word I want. Didn't have that kind of rapport with the audience like Dame Shirley did. She used to get everybody sort of up and going, and Johnny Mathis was a little bit sort of stiff. Right, 21 minutes before 10 o'clock.
Thank you.
There we go. That's Barry Gibb and How Deep Is Your Love. And of course, it was originally released by all of them, the Bee Gees, in 1977, and released as a single of that year, How Deep Is Your Love. It was ultimately used as part of the soundtrack to the movie Saturday Night Fever. It was number three hit for them in the United Kingdom and Australia. In the United States, it topped the Billboard Hot 100 on the 25th of December, the Christmas hit of 1977, and stayed in the top 10 for 17 weeks. It spent 6 weeks atop the US Adult Contemporary Chart and is listed as number 27 on Billboard's all-time top 100 alongside Stayin' Alive and Night Fever. It's one of the group's three tracks on the list. The song was covered by Take That as well, and that was for their 1996 Greatest Hits album. Reached number one for them on the UK Singles Chart, and it was there for 3 weeks. Right, time on The Breakfast Show. We are 16 minutes, just a fraction after 16 minutes, before 10 o'clock.
I
And that is the one from Elton John. Time on the Breakfast Show. We've got about another 5 minutes to go here on this morning's show. And, yes, let me see. I tell you what, this one from Van Halen, When It's Love, that'll just about take us to the end of the program. Don't forget, we won't be back with you tomorrow. Back on Thursday. We're going to give you some news on Thursday because we won't have any on Friday. Normally we do it on Christmas Eve, but seeing as we're not on air on Christmas Eve, we're going to do it on Friday, which is an all-Christmas show, all Christmas music for you. Getting you ready for the weekend so you can enjoy your Christmas for all those days. What was it, about 4 days? Waylon, When It's Love, bring us out of this morning's breakfast show. Big thanks go out this morning to, of course, Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter, for checking in with us today. Great to see her and the cook last night. And Chelsea, I fell in love with Chelsea the dog. She's really lovely. So well behaved. Wish I could rub off on Ingrid. And big thank you also to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio, doing all our bookings, all our social media. And who was born on this day? Music. Yasmin came up with a couple of great ones today. Earth, Wind & Fire and Edith Piaf. What a wonderful song she sang. Now, also a big thanks go out to Neil, our co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in Windsor in the UK, looking after Mum. And big thanks to him for his background work on the programme. And also to the boys and girls at Group of God. I had their work cut out a little bit this morning. Apparently went off air for a little while, but they got it all sorted very quickly. So thank you guys for that. And especially to Isaac. And by the way, don't forget, no tomorrow. We won't be with you tomorrow. It's a holiday. Big thanks to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors. Thank you so very much. Otherwise, I'd be sitting here just talking to myself. Big thanks to you for being with us here on The Breakfast Show. And please remember, whatever it is you're going to be doing during today and tomorrow, because we won't be back with you until Thursday, please, please, please do it carefully. As I always say, what do we want you to be doing? We want you to be with us. So on Thursday, I can talk to you, not talk about you. All right, from me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.